Qualcomm to acquire modular infrastructure company and $3.9 billion strategic bet on vertical integration. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Qualcomm agreed to acquire modular for $3.9 billion in June 2026, representing one of the largest semiconductor infrastructure acquisitions globally that year. Qualcomm and hashtag X27's vertical integration strategy mirrors Snap-on and hashtag X27's $100 million acquisition of Diesel Laptops, closed June 8, 2026, as both chipmakers and industrial companies increasingly control deployment infrastructure and data alongside their core products. FedEx Freight, the largest U.S. less-than-truckload carrier with 17% market share, projects 4% to 6% revenue growth post-spinoff, effective June 1, 2026, with operating margins of 9% to 9.5%, signaling improved manufacturing sentiment that supports semiconductor capital expenditure. Qualcomm Technologies agreed to acquire Modular for $3.9 billion, marking one of the largest semiconductor infrastructure plays in 2026 and underscoring a broader industrial shift. Chipmakers are no longer just designing silicon, they're buying the AI and data center tools that define how semiconductors get deployed at scale. The deal positions Qualcomm to control more of the value chain from chip design through deployment infrastructure, a strategic necessity as manufacturing complexity compounds and customers demand integrated solutions rather than point products. The transaction, announced in June 2026, comes as industrial companies across sectors pursue vertical integration through acquisition. Snap-on Incorporated's $100 million cash purchase of Diesel Laptops, which closed June 8, 2026, demonstrates the same logic in heavy equipment. Owning diagnostic software and repair data compounds the value of selling tools. FedEx Freight spin-off and subsequent independence, effective June 1, 2026, reflects the inverse strategy, focus and operational autonomy when conglomerate structures obscure value. Qualcomm's move sits between these poles. The company is betting that AI infrastructure and modular computing platforms will become table stakes for semiconductor vendors serving hyperscale and enterprise customers. Modular specializes in AI infrastructure and modular data center solutions, technologies that allow semiconductor customers to deploy chips more efficiently. The $3.9 billion price tag suggests Qualcomm sees strategic rather than purely financial value. At 39 times what Snap-on paid for Diesel Laptops in a similarly data-driven industrial acquisition, the valuation implies either substantially higher revenue scale or a larger addressable market. The precise revenue multiple remains undisclosed, but the deal size alone places it among the top 20 semiconductor mergers and acquisitions transactions globally in 2026. The announcement arrives as manufacturing sentiment improves. FedEx Freight, the largest U.S. less-than-truckload carrier with 17% market share, reported that two-thirds of its revenue derives from manufacturing customers, with growth accelerating over the past 5 months as of June 2026. The carrier forecasts 4% to 6% revenue growth for the 7 months following its spin-off, up from 7.8% in 2025, and expects operating margins between 9% and 9.5%. That industrial momentum creates tailwinds for semiconductor capital expenditure, particularly in AI and edge computing where Qualcomm and Modular intersect. The vertical integration imperative Qualcomm's acquisition reflects a strategic inflection point. Semiconductor companies must own more of the deployment stack to remain competitive. Modular's data center and AI infrastructure platforms allow Qualcomm to offer turnkey solutions rather than standalone chips. This mirrors the logic behind Snap-on's Diesel Laptops deal. Snap-on, which generated approximately $4.7 billion in sales during 2025, already dominated automotive hand tools and diagnostics. Adding Diesel Laptops, founded in 2010 and based in Irmo, South Carolina, extends that franchise into commercial trucks and off-highway equipment. The purchase brings diagnostic tools, software, repair information, and critically, real-world repair data from actual fixes on trucks and heavy machinery. Diesel Laptops customers include truck repair shops, fleet operators, and businesses in mining, farming, construction, and infrastructure. Mechanics use the tools to interface with vehicle computer systems, read trouble codes, run diagnostics, and access step-by-step repair guides. The company also provides training and technical support staff by actual diesel technicians. Diesel Laptops previously acquired Protect, now rebranded as Watchtower, which specializes in AI-powered predictive maintenance and remote vehicle monitoring. That acquisition within an acquisition underscores how data compounds value. Predictive analytics require historical repair data, which Diesel Laptops aggregates through its diagnostic tool usage. Qualcomm's rationale follows similar contours. Semiconductor customers increasingly demand integrated AI infrastructure, not just chips. Hyperscalers and enterprises want modular, scalable data center solutions optimized for specific workloads. Owning modular allows Qualcomm to co-design hardware and infrastructure, capture higher margin revenue streams, and lock in customers across the deployment lifecycle. The $3.9 billion outlay suggests management believes modular's technology and customer relationships justify a substantial premium to organic development timelines. Manufacturing's data monetization wave. The Snap-on and Qualcomm deals share a common thread: data is the durable competitive advantage. Snap-on now controls repair data across light automotive, heavy-duty trucks, and off-highway equipment. That dataset informs product development, training content, and predictive maintenance algorithms. It also creates switching costs. Shops invested in Snap-on's diagnostic ecosystem face friction migrating to competitors because the repair data, software integrations, and technician training compound over time. Qualcomm's modular acquisition follows identical logic in semiconductors. AI infrastructure generates telemetry data on workload performance, thermal characteristics, power efficiency, and failure modes. Owning that data allows Qualcomm to optimize future chip designs, predict customer needs, and offer value-added services. The industrial parallel is precise. Just as diesel laptops uses repair data to improve diagnostic accuracy, modular's infrastructure data should inform Qualcomm's silicon roadmap. FedEx Freight spinoff provides a contrasting case study. The company separated from FedEx Corporation to operate independently, citing the need for operational focus and capital allocation autonomy. FedEx Freight reported revenue of $2.4 billion for the fiscal fourth quarter ended May 31, 2026, a 4.8% increase driven by higher fuel surcharges and weight per shipment. For the full year, revenue reached $8.8 billion, down 1.1%. The company forecasts adjusted earnings per share between $2.40 and $2.60 for the remaining 7 months of the year, excluding spin-off costs. Average daily shipments fell 5.9% to 86,700 in the fourth quarter, while weight per shipment increased 3% to 948 pounds. Revenue per shipment climbed 11.5% to $415.22. Adjusted fourth quarter operating income declined 24% year-over-year to $363 million, with an operating margin of 15%, impacted by separation costs, lower shipments, a prior year terminal sale gain, and wage increases. FedEx Freight operates 355 service centers and approximately 30,000 vehicles. The company maintains a dedicated sales force exceeding 500 representatives. Jefferies analyst Stephanie Moore noted FedEx Freight stands to benefit significantly from an industrial recovery because it holds 30% spare capacity to absorb incremental demand. That operational leverage matters for semiconductor capital expenditure cycles. Improved freight volumes and manufacturing activity correlate with increased data center buildouts and semiconductor demand. Qualcomm's timing captures that inflection. Capital allocation in a consolidating industrial landscape. The Qualcomm modular transaction sits within a broader mergers and acquisitions environment characterized by vertical integration and data aggregation. Snap-on paid $100 million for Diesel Laptops, a company serving truck repair shops, fleet operators, and heavy equipment businesses. Qualcomm paid 39 times that amount for modular, reflecting either vastly larger revenue scale or higher strategic value in semiconductors versus industrial tools. The multiple disparity also reflects sector dynamics. Semiconductor mergers and acquisitions typically commands higher valuations due to intellectual property, customer concentration, and switching costs. FedEx Freight's spin-off reduced FedEx Corporation's debt by $4.1 billion using cash provided by FedEx Freight under the separation agreement. That deleveraging improves financial flexibility for both entities but also signals capital markets' preference for pure-play stories. Investors can now value FedEx Freight's LTL operations separately from parcel and logistics, eliminating conglomerate discounts. FedEx Freight stock declined nearly 2% during the trading day following its first earnings report as an independent company, and fell 1.2% in after-hours trading. The muted reception suggests investors need more evidence that independence translates to outperformance. Qualcomm faces similar scrutiny. The $3.9 billion modular acquisition must demonstrate revenue synergies and margin expansion to justify the price. Investors will watch for evidence that modular's infrastructure products increase Qualcomm's semiconductor attach rates, improve win rates in competitive bids, and generate recurring revenue streams. The Snap-on precedent offers a roadmap. Diesel Laptops strengthens Snap-on's repair systems and information group, which handles diagnostics and data. If Snap-on can monetize repair data through subscriptions, training, and predictive maintenance services, margins expand beyond hardware sales. Qualcomm needs an equivalent playbook, using Modular's infrastructure to sell more chips, capture deployment services revenue, and build data moats. The Plaquemines view Qualcomm's Modular acquisition represents a structural shift in semiconductor business models, and the market is underpricing the strategic durability this creates. The deal is not about buying revenue, it's about buying the customer relationship at the infrastructure layer, which is where lock-in actually occurs in AI deployments. Chip vendors historically sold into OEMs and hyperscalers as commodity suppliers. Owning Modular flips that dynamic. Qualcomm now participates in infrastructure design decisions, workload optimization, and deployment architecture, all of which influence chip selection and volume commitments. The Snap-on analog is instructive. Diesel laptops' value lies not in the diagnostic hardware but in the repair data flywheel. Every shop using Diesel laptops' tools generates data that improves the product for all users, creating network effects rare in industrial businesses. Qualcomm's opportunity is identical. Modular's infrastructure deployed at customer sites generates telemetry data that informs Qualcomm's chip design, power optimization, and thermal management. That data cannot be replicated by competitors who lack infrastructure deployment at scale. The $3.9 billion entry cost becomes a moat. FedEx, Freight spinoff provides the counterfactual. Sometimes value creation requires divestiture, not acquisition. FedEx Freight's 30% spare capacity positions it to capture industrial recovery upside with operational leverage. But that story was obscured inside FedEx Corporation, where parcel headwinds and cost restructuring dominated investor attention. Independence allows FedEx Freight to trade on its own fundamentals, market share, operating margin expansion, and manufacturing exposure. The initial stock decline is noise. Freight companies with excess capacity entering an industrial upturn historically outperform. For institutional investors, the through line is clear. Vertical integration in industrial and technology sectors is accelerating because data and deployment infrastructure create durable competitive advantages. Qualcomm's $3.9 billion bet on Modular, Snap-on's $100 million acquisition of Diesel laptops, and FedEx Freight's $8.8 billion revenue base as a pure-play LTL carrier all reflect capital allocators pursuing businesses where scale compounds. The winners will be companies that control data flywheels and infrastructure deployment, not those selling undifferentiated widgets. The risk is execution. Qualcomm must integrate Modular's go-to-market without alienating OEM customers who compete in data center infrastructure. Snap-on must cross-sell Diesel laptops products through its existing distribution without channel conflict. FedEx Freight must convert spare capacity into profitable revenue, not just volume. But the strategic logic is sound. In manufacturing and semiconductors, the future belongs to companies that own the full stack, hardware, software, data, and deployment infrastructure. The bottom line: Qualcomm's $3.9 billion Modular acquisition signals that semiconductor companies are moving from chip sales to infrastructure solutions, a shift that increases customer lock-in and expands addressable markets. The deal mirrors Snap-on's purchase of Diesel laptops. Both buyers are paying for data assets and customer relationships that compound over time, not one-time hardware sales. FedEx Freight spin-off and improving manufacturing sentiment create favorable macro conditions for semiconductor capital expenditure, particularly in AI and edge computing where Qualcomm and Modular intersect. Institutional capital should focus on companies pursuing vertical integration with data monetization strategies, as these business models demonstrate pricing power and margin durability unavailable to horizontal competitors. The Qualcomm Modular transaction, alongside Snap-on Diesel laptops, marks the beginning of a multi-year consolidation wave in industrial and technology sectors where owning the deployment stack becomes the only defensible competitive position.